This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-DeFry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to be with you again, and thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is the California organic fertilizers agronomist, Jim Verner. He's the pro when it comes to understanding soil fertility and healthy plants. And before I ask Jim to join me, I want to make sure that you get a copy of our new Extend Your Growing Season and Prepare for Winter catalog. It showcases natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, livestock, and pet needs. Here are two ways you could receive a copy. Go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or you can place your order by calling 800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-767-2847, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organic Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now, I would like to tell you a little bit about my guest. Jim Verner is a native of Arizona, born and raised in Phoenix, and graduated from the University of Arizona, which is my alma mater, and then received a graduate degree in international business at the Thunderbird School of Global Management. He's lived and worked in a number of countries in Latin America, Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia, managing international fertilizer companies and consulting for farmers, distributors, and governments in a wide variety of climates and soils in both conventional and organic agriculture. He has lived and worked in a number of countries in Latin America as well. And his area of specialty is the ways to control plant stress, enhance disease resistance, overcome salinity problems, and increase water efficiency. He's written a number of articles for agriculture magazines and made presentations in many countries on those topics. And for the past 10 years, he's also worked with California Organic Fertilizers. He's a certified international crop advisor. He's fluent in Spanish and is passionate about plant physiology. And he's amazed by what plants can tell us when we carefully observe the way they grow. When Jim's not busy, he has another passion, which is bullfighting. Maybe he'll talk to us a little bit about that during this hour. And now I would like to invite Jim Verner to join me. Hi, Jim. How are you doing today?
Well, just fine, Sherry. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What are you doing over there? It sounds like you're building something.
No, I don't know. I'm on a cell phone, so maybe that has something to do with it. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, my dear, and so glad that you took the time to be with us this morning. Thank you so much. We're always glad to have people on the show that have your specialty. You know, fertility is the basis of everything. I always talk about insects. You know, that's my specialty. And yet, when we talk about insects, of course, we always have to gravitate right into what's going in the soil and the ground, because healthy plants just don't naturally have insect pests or even disease pests. And so that's sort of been my mantra, that we've got to look at the soil, stop treating it like dirt, for heaven's sakes, and realize that it is the soul and the life support for all of the plants, which ultimately that soil feeds the plants, and the plants feed us for generations to come. So let's talk about what you are passionate about. And I got to say that I was really delighted to meet you when you came to visit us at our offices in Oro Valley, Arizona, outside of Tucson, and it was just such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming. And so
it was my pleasure.
We had a good time. I didn't want to shoo you off. Once you get me going on the soil and fertility, you know, I just kind of light up. We could have talked about it, I think, all day long and maybe a few days. It was really great meeting you. So let's just get right to the heart of the topic here, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, what fertility is about. And probably the most important thing, I think, is for people to understand the differences between what we call conventional or synthetic fertilizers and organic or natural fertilizers. So let's just start off by you giving us an understanding there so that we kind of have the foundation laid for us.
Okay, well, you know, of course, conventional fertilizers or synthetic fertilizers are soluble, mineralized forms of nutrients that the plant takes up, and organic fertilizers come from some organic material. That means that it has some protein and it has carbon. And, you know, traditionally, I think I'm like everybody else. I learned all about conventional fertilizers before really understanding organics. And we were taught that the plant takes up only mineralized nitrogen. That's the nitrogen and the ammonium and the nitrate forms. Now, what we're understanding now is that organic nitrogen, before it's mineralized, when it's still in the protein or the amino acid form, is taken up by the plant. And that's very interesting. But in the past, there's always been an understanding that organics do help the soil. They improve the structure of the soil. They improve water retention. They certainly supply trace elements. And so organic materials have always been, you know, acknowledged to be beneficial in that way. But the real, I guess what I might call dynamite of organic inputs is when we can give the plant the organic form of nitrogen. When we do that, we find that the plants develop a root system much more quickly and a more abundant root system. And, you know, this is something that I first began to see when I was living in Europe, and this was about 25, 30 years ago, when people were beginning to use different amino acid products in agriculture. And at that time, I saw this, what I might call, precocious root development. And, of course, at that time, nobody really understood that plants do take up this organic form of nitrogen. But I looked for all sorts of information that I could find, and what I found that really helped me see the light was how seeds that have higher protein germinate better and establish better. And this really is the key to understanding how the organic form of nitrogen works, because it doesn't have to be taken to the leaves to be metabolized and be reduced back down to the amino acids and the precursors of protein, like the mineralized forms of nitrogen. So, kind of in a nutshell, nitrogen is really the key to organics.
I love it. Nitrogen is the key to organics. And right there, what you said was very elegant. I think you said it in a nutshell. And my most favorite part is that you talked about precocious root development. And really, this is something that we get to see on your website. We're going to come right back with the amazing Jim Berner. We're going to talk more about fertility and soil. So those of you listening, don't go away. We are coming right back.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. My guest this hour is expert agronomist Jim Verner. He specializes in ways to control plant stress, enhance disease resistance, overcome salinity problems, and increase water efficiency. He works with the California Organic Fertilizers Company. Take a look at their website. It is chock full of amazing information. You can go to organicag.com. That's organicag.com. Organicag.com. Welcome back, Jim. How are you doing? I didn't get a chance to really ask how you're doing today. Are you in California?
Just fine. Yes, yes, I'm in California.
What town do you reside in?
I live in Fresno.
Ah, okay. Now I've got an understanding where you're located. That's definitely an ag area. And isn't that where they have the big garlic festival?
Pardon, I didn't catch that.
I think isn't Fresno or a town nearby there famous for the garlic festival every year?
The what festival?
Garlic. Ajo.
I don't know. I guess I'm gone so much, traveled so much, I'm not in Fresno that often.
I have a dear friend who's a doctor there, and she told me about the garlic festival that they have nearby, and she said they even have garlic ice cream. Of course, the first time I heard about it from her was about 20 years ago. Now, garlic ice cream doesn't sound so strange, but it did at the time. So let's go back to fertilizers. And I mean, so basically, I mean, you've given us a sort of a scientific, very basic scientific understanding of what the difference is between conventional synthetic fertilizers and organic fertilizers. But why do we want to buy one over the other? Does one have more benefits than the other? I mean, obviously you just talked about that in the soil we see that we see greater uptake of protein, you said, and the root system establishes healthier, and of course there's better uptake, etc. But when it comes right down to it, why would I buy an organic fertilizer over synthetic? What's the most basic thing you could say? Why?
Okay, well, I guess there's several reasons.
Tell the truth, Jim. No, just kidding. Tell the truth. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I said, and tell the truth. No, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I think there's several reasons, why people use organics. And, of course, the biggest market for organic fertilizer is in the certified organic crop production, right? And, of course, the USDA National Organic Program has very strict rules about what you can use and not use. But I think there also are people that, even though they're not certified, they want to do what they can to help build the soil, because they know that healthy soil is one of the keys to healthy plants. And so you have that interest. You have people that want organic because they don't want to consume food that has been treated with chemical pesticides. So there are a lot of reasons. But I think one of the interesting things that's going on right now is a lot of conventional farmers are beginning to understand how the organic nitrogen works differently than the mineralized nitrogen. And so even though they're not certified and they may still use pesticides and things like that, they will incorporate some organic protein material into their input systems.
And when you say organic protein, are you referring to compost? Or tell us what you're referring to.
Well, okay, I guess let me back up a minute and remember that nitrogen is the only element that produces growth. And so plants need, more nitrogen than the other things. And so when you use something like just a compost or a manure, the nitrogen levels are quite low. So when you want to get higher levels of nitrogen from an organic product, then you need to go to some kind of protein, either an animal or a plant protein. But, there's something real, I think, important for people that are coming from a conventional background to understand about organic. That is, in conventional fertilizers, you can look at an NPK analysis. Say it says, 15-15-15 or 46-0-0, whatever it is, and that tells you the NOP, or pardon me, the NPK levels of the product. When you look for organic fertilizers, you need to begin to understand that they're going to work differently, so you don't have to compare exactly the same kind of analysis that you would use in conventional when you're doing organic. There's also a big difference in the type of proteins that are used. It has to be an animal or a plant protein to give you higher levels of nitrogen. But what we're seeing now is that plant protein seems to be assimilated more quickly by plants, and I suspect that this has something to do with the microbes in the soil that are more abundant. The ones that are more abundant are the ones that seem to work on the plant protein more than the animal protein, and that makes sense because there's more plant residue in the soil than animal residue, and so the microbe populations are going to be built based on that.
Well, that's a very good answer. I took some notes as I always do, because you know you never stop learning in life, and so I think that what you're talking about is very basic. It just makes sense that if we're going to be growing a plant, we need to think about the main element that promotes growth, which you said is the nitrogen, and that if you go to a product that has plant or animal protein in it, it definitely appears that you're going to give the plant the most ability to grow, to produce that precocious root development that you were talking about. And so I think our audience is beginning to understand, at least I am, on a more basic level, the differences. It just makes more sense to, as you say, to go with something that is derived by nature. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Jim Berners talk to us some more, educate us some more about the wonders of fertility. So we are coming right back. Go get a snack, and we'll be right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in his happy place last night at the Congressional Ball in the grand foyer of the White House. In a four-minute speech, the president said no administration has done more in the first 2 years than his, and he sees a chance to work with Democrats on health care.
People don't realize it. I have a lot of friends who are Democrats. And if the Republicans and the Democrats get together, we are going to end up with incredible health care, which is the way it should have been from day one.
The conservative magazine Weekly Standard will print its final issue tomorrow, ceasing operations after 23 years. President Trump isn't sad to see it go, tweeting, "The pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard, run by failed prognosticator Bill Kristol, who, like many others, never had a clue, is flat broke and out of business. Too bad. May it rest in peace." Kristol has been critical of the president, writing, deciding in July that Trump, in many ways, is a bad president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is fertility specialist and author Jim Verner. He has a wonderful website, California Organic Fertilizers, organicag.com. That's organicag.com. What is the difference between fertilizer that is natural, synthetic, natural fertilizers, organic? Are organic products generally been extracted from living things or from the earth? They can be either plant-derived or animal-derived. Some examples would be mushroom manure, blood meal, bone meal, cottonseed meal, kelp meal. And synthetic fertilizers are those composed of synthesized chemicals of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So, coming right back, we've got Jim with us. Jim, how are you doing so far?
Just fine. This is a new experience being on the radio like this.
You're a pro. You're absolutely a pro. So let's talk about things on a more down, no pun intended, down to earth level. Let's talk a little bit about there's a lot of interest in organic production at the farming level. And for home gardeners, which is what most of our people are that are listening today, landscapers, parks, city parks, what do you think? Is this going to continue to grow? How do you see this movement?
Yes, I think undoubtedly it's going to continue to grow because, you know, we have to learn to use our resource, the earth, much more effectively. And it doesn't really matter if you're a professional farmer with thousands of acres or you just have a garden or a lawn. You want to do your part. And so I think as people learn more about it, they won't be intimidated by it. And, you know, they'll definitely use it more.
Well, I like to hear that because I think it makes all, you know, first of all, there's certainly... There is, a lot to be said about sustainability. And so whatever we are doing, you know, whether it's recycling plastic or paper or glass, in the soil, we're doing the same sort of thing, too. You know, when we compost our vegetable scraps that they were grown. You know, say it's right out of your garden, and then you take what was in the garden that you don't eat, and you compost that, and then you put that back in as an input. I mean, there's a lovely cycle of non-waste, and so this is another wonderful way to build the soil versus deplete the soil. And so it's good people like you and California Organic Fertilizers that are helping make this happen. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. You know, let me comment on something that I see a lot of times with home gardeners and landscapers, and that is that many times they will, and I'm going to use the word abuse, compost and manures. Those are certainly organic materials, but people need to understand them well. If you're using a compost that has woody particles in it, it looks more like a mulch than a compost. What's happening in the soil is the microbes are going to take the nitrogen that you would like to go to your plants, whatever you're growing, and they're going to use that nitrogen to try to consume the woody particles. And so this reduces the plant available nitrogen, and basically the microbes are trying to finish the composting cycle. A good, healthy compost has no woody material in it, no bits of leaves or anything, and it should smell just like good, clean earth. The other problem with too much compost is that since the nitrogen is quite low, usually the NPK ratios are about the same. You know, it might be something like 2-3-3 or something like that. To give them enough nitrogen, people put on so much compost that the phosphate level goes too high. And when phosphate is too high in the soil, it locks up calcium. And calcium is very important to give strength to plant tissue in the roots as well as above ground. And so where we see people that have used a lot of compost and manures and the phosphate is high in the soil, a lot of times they have the worst problems because there's not enough calcium in the soil solution so that that new growth becomes strong. And I think those are the two things that I see most often with home gardeners.
I see it with the large farmers as well. We work with a very large spinach grower that had terrible root maggot issues, and I was astonished when we went out actually to the Watsonville area and went out to these huge, they were organically being grown, quote unquote, right next to the conventional fields that they is from the same company, and they had put on massive amounts of compost that wasn't, as you say, composted all the way. And I mean, we just took one look and said, well, your issue right here is you've got too much compost. And then the other thing, you're growing spinach, which needs a lot of calcium. And so, you know, once we told them to reduce the organic quote-unquote matter, their issues went away. So, you know, I always tell people I've been attempting to put myself out of business for many years, you know. They did use our beneficial nematodes to get rid of the root maggots. It's just a perfect example, though, and you see it as well, people thinking more is better, and you're right. You have to be keeping things in balance. So let's talk about, you mentioned NPK, nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and let's talk about these organic inputs that help the environment out. What, you know, you talk about there's four issues: nitrogen, phosphate, carbon, and pesticides. But you did say, let's talk about NPK first, though, because that sort of sets the groundwork for everything else.
Well, I think probably the main thing to understand about NPK is plants use three forms of nitrogen. We've always learned that nitrogen is nitrogen because it all turns into nitrate when it's in the soil sooner or later. And plants will take up abundant amounts of nitrate nitrogen. But there's not a lot of readily available information about this, but certainly it's there, and, you know, we supply it to a lot of people too. But plants use each form of nitrogen differently. And how your plants are growing tells you the form of nitrogen that it has in either correct amounts, insufficient, or excessive amounts. And the key really lies in nitrate nitrogen encourages what we call apical growth dominance. That's long shoots, long lush growth, tends to be weak cell structure because it's pushing the growth very fast. The other forms of nitrogen encourage more reproductive growth, and it's really about how these nitrogens affect the hormone system of the plant. Nitrates encourage the hormones that give that extension growth, whereas the organic nitrogen and to a certain degree the ammonium nitrogen encourages root systems more.
So, Jim, I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to come right back to this root system conversation because this is interesting. Those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is fertility specialist, agronomist, and author Jim Verner. He has written many articles for agricultural magazines and presentations in many countries on these topics. And for the last 10 or so years, he has worked with the California Organic Fertilizers Company. Their website is organicag.com, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, ag.com. Welcome back, Jim. I apologize for having to cut you off. You know, we have to take those commercial breaks. And so I wanted to make sure, though, that you got to finish that last thought that you were talking about, how the organic nitrogen versus the mineralized nitrogen seems to work better. And you were talking a little bit about how the soil produces long shoots, lush root growth, with versus reproduction. And so, can you just finish that so we can tie that up before we go on to the next question?
Sure. I think the first of all, let me say that I heard that the Romans used to have a saying that the most important fertilizer is the eye of the farmer. And it is very important to observe how your plant grows and how you want it to grow and how it should be growing. And to remember that nutrients that we put into the soil or we apply foliar are turned into energy by the plant, and then it's hormones that tell the plant how to use that energy. And what I was talking about is that, well, there are many factors that influence the hormone production in a plant, the temperature, the moisture, stress, different kinds of physical damage, anything. But when it comes to the nitrogen side of it, nitrate nitrogen encourages extension growth. Organic nitrogen that produces a stronger root system, that allows the plant to produce more cytokines, and cytokines are the hormone that tell the plant to use its energy for more reproductive growth. So if you have a plant that you want to produce flowers or fruit in some way, but instead it's growing rapidly and long shoots and doesn't really have the flowers, maybe it doesn't hold on to the flowers or the fruit, then You need to look at the root system, and if you don't have a lot of good, healthy root hairs, it means the cytokine production in the plant is low. And so that's kind of a basis of the hormone issue that goes with nitrogen. But it's important also, Sherry, to know the plant needs all three forms of nitrogen. It can't survive just on organic nitrogen, and some of that organic nitrogen is going to be converting to ammonium and nitrate, and the plant needs all three. But when you use conventional fertilizers, you only give it ammonium and nitrate, and so the plant has to work hard to produce its own organic nitrogen, its own amines. And so when we use an organic protein, we're helping the plant balance that need much more effectively.
Well said. That makes all the sense in the world. So moving on, because this is, I think this, the most important thing, as I said, is nutrition to the soil and also how that provides proper nutrition to microbes as well, because there's that very delicate exchange and balance that goes on, a universe of things that are going on in the soil that we really don't have any, we can't see it. We just, in the sense of as it happens, we just get to see the results. And as you said, if you look at the root system of a plant and it's elaborate and with lots of growth, you are looking at a healthy plant. It makes all the sense in the world. So let's talk a little bit about, you do talk about phosphate. And what tell us why phosphate is so important.
Okay, well, phosphate, first of all, I think it's overused in many cases, right? It's essential for cell division and for DNA development, and that's in all parts of the plants, in the roots, in the top growth, everything. Traditionally, people have said phosphate makes roots. Well, phosphate's important for the whole plant. When you have too much phosphate in the soil, it locks up calcium, like we talked about earlier. And so that's something that you need to watch for. And if you have too much phosphate in the soil, because the plant doesn't use very much phosphate, but if you have high levels and it's locking up calcium, then you need to apply some form of calcium. The more soluble form of calcium, the better, and that will help overcome that excessive phosphate. But calcium and phosphate react together, and so when you have calcium and phosphate in the soil solution, they're going to combine and form a very low solubility calcium phosphate.
Well, and that's so important that you bring this up, you know, the relationship, creating the balance so that everything is working, and it's, I remember from our conversation, you said, what calcium products are you selling? And I went back and looked at one of the products, and we both discovered that the calcium was calcium carbonate, which is not the, after our discussion, which is probably not the best carrier. So you have a wonderful product, several products that do have the calcium that we need. And so I think this is very important, because a lot of the times we think that, as well as for our own cells, when we go to buy a vitamin, you know, we think, well, we're getting calcium and we're getting vitamin D and whatnot. But when you really look at the form of the actual product, it's not usable completely or as well as other products. So I think that's really important that we do pay attention to that. No?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's talk about some hot topics here. We've got about 2 minutes. GMOs. What's your take on GMOs?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the GMO development that makes a plant resistant to pesticides, to herbicides or something, I don't like that because that just encourages more chemical use that probably is going to be detrimental to the soil. But I think we can learn some things from the people that do research in GMO. And certainly there are some plants that are more resistant just naturally to diseases, to different pests, to soil-borne problems. And so what the GMO companies do is they try to take a gene out of one plant and put it in another. Well, I think we can always try to encourage and strengthen the natural resistant genes that a plant has. And the way that I see where this tends to be quite effective is by keeping that stronger root system. When you look at what the GMO companies are doing with drought-resistant corn and things like that, you see that their plants produce a better root system. But if we know how to fertilize properly, we can take any plant and produce a better root system. And I think that's really the future that we have, rather than relying on chemical company GMO products. Let's take better advantage of what we have.
I love it. Better advantage of what we have. We've got about 10 seconds. What's your message to our listeners today, Jim?
Pardon?
What's your message to our listeners today?
I'm sorry, what's my most what?
Well, I want to thank you for the message that you've delivered today. My question was, what was your message to our listeners today? But you know what? We're going to thank you so much for being on the show. We probably need to get you back. And for those of you who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We're going to find another great guest for next week. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is yours. Sincerely, Sherry Herrera, Dave Fry.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.